Hey everyone! Welcome to Builder's Briefing for April 26, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And we've got a packed show today. A viral repo that might change how you work with AI coding tools, Google potentially writing a $40 billion check, and an audio interface that shipped with SSH wide open.
Yeah, that last one is a spicy one. But let's start with the big story. Because honestly, I've already forked the repo we're about to talk about.
So Matt Prokok, if you're in the TypeScript world, you definitely know him. He open-sourced his personal .claude directory as a standalone skills repo. It's racked up over 4,200 engagements already. The idea is simple but powerful. It's a curated set of prompt instructions, coding conventions, and task-specific playbooks that live right alongside your project and tell Claude exactly how you want it to work.
Right. And what's wild is this is basically dot files for your AI pair programmer. Like, we've been customizing our shell configs and editor setups forever, and now we're doing the same thing for our AI tools. It seems obvious in hindsight.
Exactly. And the key insight here is that the best results from AI coding tools don't come from better models alone. They come from better context management. If you're using Claude Code, Cursor, any agent-based workflow, you should be building your own skills directory today.
What gets me excited is where this is heading. Imagine a world where these skill packs are composable and shareable, like NPM packages, but for AI context. You just install the Rails API skill pack or add React testing conventions. That's a whole new ecosystem waiting to happen.
And the onboarding story is huge for teams. Instead of explaining your AI workflow to every new developer, you just say, read the .claude folder. Link in the briefing if you want to fork it. All right, let's talk models. The headline here is Google reportedly planning up to $40 billion in investment into Anthropic. 40 billion.
That's an absurd number, but it makes strategic sense, right? If this goes through, it basically cements Anthropic as the clear number two behind OpenAI and locks Google into Claude's ecosystem for the long haul.
For builders, the practical takeaway is straightforward. Claude's API isn't going anywhere. Serious capacity investments are coming. And if you've been hedging your model provider bets, Anthropic just became a much safer long-term dependency.
And speaking of OpenAI, they've launched a biosafety bug bounty for GPT-5.5, paying external researchers to find biosafety vulnerabilities before wider release. That's interesting because it signals that safety bounty programs are becoming standard pre-launch infrastructure, not just an afterthought.
Yeah, if you're building in regulated domains, health, biotech, compliance, take note. And honestly, red teaming as a specialization is becoming a real revenue stream for security folks.
One more quick one. There's a new benchmark called LambBench that tests AI models on pure Lambda calculus. It's designed so memorization doesn't help at all. If you're evaluating models for symbolic reasoning or logic-heavy workloads, this is the benchmark to watch.
Let's jump to developer tools, because there are a couple of gems here. First up, Rue Code. It's an open-source first code extension that orchestrates multiple AI agents in your editor simultaneously. You've got an architect agent, a coder agent, a reviewer agent, all working together.
That's interesting, because a lot of us have been duct taping single agent workflows together, and this is trying to formalize that multi-agent pattern right inside your editor. If you've been frustrated with Cursor or Copilot workspace for multi-step tasks, this is worth a look.
And then there's DS2API, a lightweight Go-based middleware that normalizes API calls across DeepSeek, Claude, and OpenAI. One-click Vercel or Docker deployment. If you're building multi-model apps and you're tired of maintaining separate API adapters, this just handles the translation layer.
Which ties right back to the hero story, right? It's all about abstracting away the specific model and investing in the workflow layer on top. The pattern is everywhere today.
Oh, and quick shout out to the essay called What Async Promised and What It Delivered. It's a really sober look at how async await solved callback hell, but introduced colored functions, cancellation nightmares, and a bunch of hidden complexity. If you're designing APIs right now, it's a must-read. All right, Security Corner. Sam, this one's going to make you cringe. Arada Caster Duo, that's an audio interface, was found running a full Linux stack with SSH enabled by default, just sitting there on the network.
An audio mixer running SSH. I mean, I get that everything runs Linux now, but this is your annual reminder. Or if you're shipping any embedded or hardware product, audit your firmware's network services before release. Customers will absolutely find them.
Also noteworthy, Firefox has now integrated Brave's Rust-based Adblock engine natively. No extensions needed. If you're running ad-supported products or doing web analytics, your Firefox traffic measurement assumptions just shifted again.
That's a big deal for anyone relying on traditional ad metrics. Native-level blocking is way harder to work around than an extension.
And on the infrastructure side, Jeff Geerling's latest roundup shows 10 gigabit Ethernet USB-C adapters dropping below $30 with way better thermal profiles. If you're running Homelab AI inference or local dev environments, the 1 gig bottleneck you forgot about is now trivially cheap to fix. Quick hits time. Craig Maud wrote a gorgeous essay imagining what the iPad should become. He's calling it the MacBook Neo. Andy Matyshak's classic piece, Work with the Garage Door Up, is resurfacing. The build in public, share your rough work ethos.
Oh, and my favorite. Someone replaced IBM's quantum computing backend with /dev/random, Linux's random number generator, and got equivalent results for most use cases. It's satire, but it proves a point. For most of us, we're still firmly in the classical is fine era.
That one got a genuine laugh out of me. Also, Martin Galway's original Commodore 64 music source files from the 1980s are now on GitHub, and researchers discovered an Iliad fragment in Roman-era mummy wrappings. History just keeps showing up in wild places. So here's the takeaway for today. The signal is unmistakable. The competitive edge in AI-assisted development is shifting from model selection to context engineering. Matt Pocock's skills repo, DS2API's model-agnostic middleware, Rue Code's multi-agent orchestration. They're all pointing the same direction.
If you do one thing this week, spend an hour creating a .clod or .cursor directory for your main project. Structure your prompts, codify your conventions, make it portable. The returns start immediately, and they compound as your team grows.
That's our show for today. All the links are in the briefing. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time on Builders Briefing.
Go build something great, and maybe check if your audio mixer is running SSH while you're at it.